This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Natalie Gale and you're listening to FUBAR Radio. And this is, of course, the music show. I'm holding down the fort today for the absolute babes that is Harriet Rose. She's buggered off to Africa for a holiday without us. Very, very jealous. I could cry, to be honest. I really need a holiday. But of course, I'm delighted to be here with you today. We've got some amazing guests coming on the show. I'll tell you a bit more about that later. But yeah, I am Natalie Gale, as I've already said, and I'm a presenter from London. I've done a lot of radio in the past, but never been here at FUBAR, so I'm really, really excited. Having a little look out the window today, and it's super, super sunny today, and it's getting me in the mood for festivals. I don't know about you, but there's been a lot of announcements this week about, you know, all the festivals that are going to be coming up. If you're in the mood for house music, Junction 2 this year is looking absolutely insane. Have a little look on the website, junction2.co.uk. They have some amazing, amazing DJs. It's only in its third year, but they're doing so well. So yeah, have a little look at that. Of course, Glastonbury has announced a couple of headliners. Kylie, the legendary Kylie, is going to be on the Sunday. She's playing on the Pyramid stage, of course, in the legend slot. That has caused a massive, massive uproar. I definitely want to be seeing that. Who else have we got? Stormzy. Stormzy, of course, he's going to be doing the Friday. We kind of already knew that, though, to be honest. He teased earlier this year that he was going to be, you know, I'm not having hip-hop at Glastonbury, basically is what it said. Fucking no chance. Those were the words by Noel Gallagher, who told NME after hearing that Jay-Z would be headlining the festival. That was back in 2008. Obviously, Glastonbury normally is guitar music, but, you know, you just got to get over it, really. Times are changing. Hip-hop is the one. So Stormzy is going to kill it, I'm sure. We don't really know much about the others. It's all rumours at the moment, so we'll have to keep our eyes peeled on the website. Who else? Wireless. Wireless has released a whole load of acts the other day. Friday's looking pretty good already. We've got, who have we got? Cardi B, Tory Lanez, Ella May, Tyga, Fredo, Bugsy Malone, Tim Westwood, etc., etc. Saturday, we've got Travis Scott, Future, Young Thug, Stefflon Don, Cadet, the list goes on. And Sunday, we've got ASAP Rocky, AJ Tracy, Little Baby, Notes, Rich the Kid. So yeah, have a look at wirelessfestival.co.uk. They have also just released a whole load of festivals. A whole load of music. And Reading Festival, lastly, they've just posted their full lineup on the website a couple of days ago. So the headliners there, 1975, Post Malone, 21 Pilots, Foo Fighters. Who else we got here? Fredo again. God, he's getting about, isn't he? Bastille, Churches, Lil Baby. Bit of drum and bass, I love it. Andy C. So yeah, Reading Festival, full lineup. Have a look on the website. Really, really can't wait for festival season to begin. Okay, let's play some music. First track we're going to play is Eastside, Benny Blanco. So this song has been a massive commercial hit in Australia. It finished up the week. It was released at peak second place and finished the year in 10th. I just love it. It just always puts me in a good mood. So enjoy.
When I was young, I fell in love. We used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Yeah. Then we grew up, started to touch. Used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. I know your daddy didn't like me much, and he didn't believe me when I see you with a wall. Every day, she found a way out of the window to sneak out late. She used to meet me on the inside, in the city with the sun all set. And every day, you know that we ride through the back streets of a blue Corvette. You know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me, yeah. We can do anything if you put a mind to it. Take your whole life, then you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me a heart, cause I'm gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. We know that love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run away with me.
17, and we got a dream to have a family, a house. us and everything in between. And then suddenly we're 10:23 and then we got pressure for taking our life more seriously. We got our dead end jobs and got bills to pay, our old friends and our enemies. And now I'm thinking back to when I was young, back to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun don't set. And every day you know where we'd ride, through the back streets in a blue Corvette. I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me. Singing, we can do anything if we put our mind to it. Take your old life and you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me your heart cause I ain't gonna break it. So come away, starting to taste. Start a new life together in a different place. Know that love is how all these ideas came to be. He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun don't set.
Love it. Literally always puts me in such a good mood. I love his voice. I just feel like it's emotional every time I listen to it. Okay, so this week, as always, we've had a lot of music news. It's, you know, kind of overwhelming. We've had a lot of releases. We've got a lot of potential albums coming out in February as well. A lot of excitement around Rihanna, Adele. A lot of mystery there, but they have been sort of putting the feelers out that they're going to be releasing new music. So pretty excited. Can't wait for all of that. Women artists have been recognised since the start of the year for their contributions to the music industry, actually. Love it, girl power. Back in January, Missy Elliott was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, where she has been described as one of the most significant female artists in contemporary music history. Can't really go wrong, can you? Missy Elliott has literally been a pioneer since day dot. I can't believe she's just managed to still be so iconic after all these years. She is also the only female rapper to have their album go platinum. Can you believe it? We need more female rappers to go platinum because that is actually quite ridiculous. Alongside Elliott's success, Pink has been named for her outstanding contribution to music. She'll be receiving the Outstanding Contribution to Music Award, and she'll receive the honour during the O2 Arena hosted ceremony in London in February. That's on the 20th, so keep your eyes peeled for a bit of that. She will be the first artist to receive the award since 2012 and follows in the footsteps of artists like David Bowie. Lily Allen has also dedicated her single Fuck You to Liam Neeson over the racist comments he allegedly made. Oh, I don't know how I feel about this, to be honest. I've been reading about it this morning, funnily enough, because I love Liam Neeson. So yeah, it's all a bit controversial, isn't it? Anyway, introducing the single Fuck You, which features the lyrics, "You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval." Allen told the Sydney crowd last night, "Normally I dedicate this song to Donald Trump, but tonight I'm dedicating this one to Liam Neeson." I do actually love Lily Allen. She always says what's on her mind. And that's why we don't even get to hear much about her, to be honest. I always feel like the press just badmouth her and then that's it. But she's actually a legend. She only says anything that's true. So, yeah, big up Lily Allen. Responding on Instagram stories after the gig, Allen said, "I don't believe Liam Neeson. Racist antidote, which makes it even more disgusting. I don't know what woman who hasn't been harassed, and I never, ever have heard of an instance where a man has actually gone out to defend her honour. It just doesn't happen." Neeson, of course, is denying all these allegations of racism, so we have to make that little point here. Also, HMV, guys, has been saved from collapse by the Canadian chain Sunrise Records. This really makes me happy because HMV, I know it's so going to end up closing one day, like most stores, but HMV is just such a part of my childhood. Used to love going HMV, scrolling through the, I was going to say tapes, but that's a lie, I was too young. DVDs, all the CDs. I got my first, what was my first? I think I got my first tape in there, definitely. And I think it was Bewitched. Love a bit of Bewitched. But yeah, during the deal, it was decided that 27 stores would close, one being the famous store on Oxford Street, though. So the new owners simply pledged to keep the HMV, which stands for His Master Voice. Didn't know that. Really didn't know that. Just thought it was HMV, to be honest. But anyway, Brand is going to steer the company in a new direction with a particular focus on selling vinyl records. That's pretty cool. HMV is the last dedicated music shop on the British High Street. So, yeah, it's sad, really. We do need to try safe stores like that, because once they go, where are we going to get our stuff from? Anyway, Imagine Dragons' video for their hit song Radioactive has now surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube. I can never comprehend when something gets a billion views, to be honest, because it's just insane. Initially released back in October 2012, the track, which featured on their debut album Night Visions, became a sleeper hit as it surged to popularity the following year. Although the track only reached number 12 in the UK singles chart, it hit the heights of number 3 on the US Billboard chart in 2013. Okay, let's play some more music. Next up for you, it's another favourite of mine. I love this girl. She literally can't do much wrong for me, to be honest. It's Dua Lipa, Electricity, featuring Silk City.
Falling into you, baby. Even electricity can't compare to what I feel when I'm with you. Oh, baby. Giving up my ghost for you. Now I'm see-through. You give me a feeling, feeling so strong. I know you've been treating yourself wrong. So let me care for you. Ooh, baby, I'ma love you differently. I'll give you electricity, give it to you. And even if I could, I wouldn't turn on you. And I would stop the world. I would stop the world for you, you know. I wanna let you know I'm not.
our next guest, Serafina, is in the studio. How are you, babes?
I'm all right, actually. I've got a cold, so I sound a bit like a sexy McLovin thing going on.
I quite enjoy it. Is it a little bit like Phoebe, like the husky voice?
It's not as cool.
It sounds pretty husky.
Thank you.
Quite enjoying
it. To me, I just sound quite boyish.
Bless you. Firstly, just want to say, oh my God, your voice is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Listening to you for the past sort of week, and I'm just like, oh, it's beautiful.
That's very kind, thank you.
We were just having a little chat about Bewitched, weren't we?
Yeah.
You also had a love.
Yeah, I loved Bewitched. I think it was like them, the Spice Girls, the Cores, maybe a little bit later.
Yeah,
but like those early girl bands that just, I think, set my music taste, like girl power, girl love, music taste forever.
100%. But you grew up in West, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Fellow West Londoner.
Woo, woo, woo.
Whereabouts?
A bit, well, kind of all over. I think we've moved probably about 10 or 15 times.
Really? Why?
I think my mum just got itchy feet.
Really?
Yeah. And my mum raised me, so I think it was just wherever I kind of was going to school or wherever was kind of optimal.
Yeah.
But I guess for the last decade I've been in Fulham.
Oh, okay, Fulham, nice.
It's nice.
Frenchy girl.
It's nice. It's
I love a fellow West Londoner because, no one really lives in West anymore.
I know, it's not cool.
It's not cool anymore.
Everyone's gone east or south.
Yeah, east or south. Yeah, even north now is more popular.
Yeah.
But so your voice, you can definitely hear a bit of sort of spiritual, gospel vibes.
Yeah.
What's the reason for that?
Well, I guess it probably comes through my grandma and my dad's side of the family that are all kind of from Florida. The community is very Baptist, and so they go to church kind of every single day. My grandma runs the choir there, so they're really like embedded in that kind of gospel community.
Yeah,
and I'm not really religious actually at all, but I've always loved gospel music, and I think like the raw power that you hear in those kind of records.
It's emotional, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's emotional, and it's so pure. It's being sung because of the love of something, because of the love of singing, rather than like to get in a particular particular demographic.
No, absolutely.
That's why I've always loved their voices.
Do they live in Florida then?
Yeah.
Oh wow. So do you go there often? Does it, you know,
I should go there more. The last time I was there was probably about 6 years ago, but
really?
It's just so expensive to go over there.
Of course.
And it's quite far away.
You've got a music career to be dealing with.
Exactly. I've got Fulham to be dealing with.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, bless you. So tell us, where did it all begin?
Where did it all begin? It's probably, I think I've always, because of them and because my dad was a musician, I think it was always going to be, I was always going to be a musician.
Yeah.
And it took me a bit of a way to get here.
Because, right. What was that way? Tell us.
Well, I was working kind of on the other side, like in event production and PR and for stuff for a bit. And I think I was a little bit scared when I left uni to say I wanted to be a musician.
Because
it's quite risky. And a lot of my friends were going into quite like intense academic jobs.
Yeah.
And I felt like a real idiot being like, oh, actually, I want to do music. So it took a few years basically for me to be like, okay, no, I want to do this. I want to do this forever. And now looking back on it, it seems like it was inevitable. And there's this really funny story that my mum tells me about when I was born, and my dad obsessively, while she was kind of in labour, running around London trying to find a boombox. And she was like, where are you? And he was like,
priorities.
She has to be born. She has to be born to music.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think he was in the shit after that.
Oh my goodness. So literally from the birth.
From
of Serafina,
exactly.
It was all about the tune. Do you know what? I can really relate to all of what you just said, to be honest, because I was exactly the same.
Really?
I was always a creative person, but I was always quite academic as well. And, you know, you just come out of uni and you think, okay, I need to do a proper job.
Exactly.
You know, like, you know,
and
a presenter.
Tell you that you need to.
Yeah.
You know,
well, like, they do, yeah.
What were you actually going to do then?
Yeah, and absolutely. Like, I can really relate. You know, I spent 3 years as a bank manager.
Did you?
Yeah. So,
no way. I'm glad you came over the other side.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's the better side. And I think obviously now it makes you more passionate, doesn't it? So
definitely.
You know what you want and you're just, you're going to do anything to get there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did because your voice
is
fantastic. So you've been funded by the Mobo Help Musicians?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. Tell us about that. How did that come about? That's amazing.
That is, it's been a real lifesaver because, well, I just applied. I did not expect to get it at all.
Yeah.
I'd applied to a few other schemes and kind of like mentorship schemes, and Brownswood did like a Future Bubblers thing that I applied to, and I hadn't got any of those, and so I did the MOBA one. I was like, oh, I might as well do it, but I'm not going to get it.
Oh, bless you. What was the process like?
The process was... it's a weird one. When you apply for these kind of things, you have to write so much about yourself and your intentions, and it actually makes you think and write down things that you've never really had to write down before.
Oh, really?
Because it goes quite deep, and it's like, you know, how do you see yourself as an artist?
Yeah.
How are you going to use this money, and what are your intentions, and who do you idolise, and all of these things that you might think but you won't actually speak about day to day.
Yeah.
And so it was really interesting, but it was quite tiring.
Was it a really long sort of
long
application process?
Yeah.
That's really great though, because obviously they saw that you knew who you wanted to be.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a real... These kind of funds are like, I think, vital because, you know, I'm self-releasing and I'm self-managed, and so everything is self-funded. And it's... Even if you do it, you know, as creatively, financially as possible, it's still expensive to release music. And this has just really helped this year.
So was it literally like, hey, Serafina, here's some money.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Just to go off and do whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah. I had to submit a plan and a budget of what I would spend the money on.
God, like a business plan.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I
was like, okay, it's like a bank application, isn't it?
Yeah, it was exactly. And that was, and so then when they accepted me, I had to then, I kind of send a few receipts to show that I was actually going to do the things that I was
not just like booking a trip to Hawaii or something.
See ya. So I'm going to go on a songwriting course.
Yeah, experience around the
Mauritius.
World. Yeah. Get some inspo.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's amazing. So after that moment, did you feel like, okay, this is it? Like, this is where the journey begins.
Yeah, I'd always planned to release definitely like three tracks this year that are already done, and then I wanted to record another three, but this money was like, okay, now I can, because I now can put money towards this and this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
So it just made it a reality rather than me wanting to do it and worrying about how.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so I had a little look on your Insta, a bit of stalking, like to do that, and I saw you did Edinburgh Fringe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What was that all about? It looked really like crazy and fun and random,
really fun.
But it looked great. What was you doing?
I'm in another band called Trills, which is a girl band, and one of the other girls in that is a writer, this girl Tallulah Brown, and she's an amazing writer, and she had a show up there called Songlines. And when she was workshopping it and writing the script, she had the idea that she wanted the scenes to be bookended by songs that we as a band would write and then perform.
Yeah.
And so that it's kind of all thanks to her that she brought us in and then brought me in to tour it, because the other two had kind of full-time jobs.
Sure.
And it was amazing. I've never been to Edinburgh before. So being there during the Fringe was just like a total mind-blowing experience.
Yeah.
Like people and shows.
Yeah.
And you see people that you know down in London, and suddenly it's like, wow, this is weird.
Oh, really?
We're in the same place.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was a really inspiring. Inspiring to be
amazing.
Out there.
Amazing.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Small
I can
cast,
imagine.
But great cast.
No, it looks super fun. You look like you're having daily jokes.
Yeah, we lived together as well up there. So
oh, really?
Like, it was like being back at uni.
Oh, love that. Love that. Any excuse to like feel like I'm a student again.
And exactly. And also the two leads were like 19 and 21. So me and Tallulah were like, we're like 19.
Yeah.
Feeling young.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I feel your pain. Okay, so what does the future hold for you? I mean, obviously now, you know, you've been making the music, you've got a bit of funding behind you, you've been gigging. What's the plan? What's 2019 hold for you?
2019.
It's a bit hard for the entire
future. 2019, okay. Yeah. 2019, I want to be a bit more consistent with putting out music, because in the past, it's like I put out a single last year and then planned to do more, but everything takes so long that suddenly I was like, oh, it's December.
Yeah.
So this year, I want to put out these three singles, hopefully another three.
Yeah.
and just keep kind of building the momentum, I think.
Yeah.
I would, in an ideal world, like to find a manager, but I think it has to be the right person, the
right
fit.
Of course, yeah.
But that would make my life a lot easier.
Absolutely, yeah. Someone doing things for you is
exactly.
always the dream.
Like less admin and more songwriting.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, you want to be able to focus.
Yeah.
What in terms of gigs and things like that, what have you done so far? What's been a highlight?
Ooh, a highlight. I started gigging with a full band properly last year,
and
that was amazing. Because before, I'd only done it with Rob, my guitarist, and doing it with a full band, you just get like the energy of five people on stage and the energy of like bass and drums that just like lift you up on stage.
So
I want to do more gigs with them. I'd love to do some festivals and just kind of do some gigs to like bigger crowds and that would be a dream.
That would be amazing. Balls. yeah, I hear that. So your new track is called Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
Kingdom Tell Come. Us about it.
So Kingdom Come, I wrote when I was weirdly just having a bit of a obsessive month about cults.
Okay.
And I was reading this book, sure, as you do. I was reading this book called The Guards by Emma Klein, and did you watch that Wild Wild Country documentary on Netflix?
No, like, I didn't.
It's really good. It's about this movement in Oregon that called the Rinjinishis, and about how it kind of went wrong. And
yeah.
I watched like another documentary about this cult in California.
Were you just having a bit of a moment?
Yeah, I was so fascinated by the fact that all of these, well, not all, but most cults,
yeah,
I would say this with zero academic authority at all, but most cults, it seems, start from quite like a utopian ideal of like community and helping the planet and living off grid and kind of being anti-establishment. And then something happens where the leaders, who I guess maybe are slightly egomaniacal anyway, to appoint themselves as leaders, get seduced by the power, and the people that are in the cults, you know, all of them say, looking back, there were signs, very real signs that like shit was going down, but you can't seem to like pull away. And that just got me thinking about how I think like our desires in general are quite similar. It's like they have this ability to kind of blindside you and lead you down these paths that you know are wrong. And even when the signs are like, get out of here, you just can't.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of writing about that.
Fabulous. I mean, I must admit, I'm in shock of all the sort of reasonings behind creating this track. That wasn't what I expected, babes, to be honest.
Well,
but I love it. It's super interesting. And
it's random.
It's random, but now you've explained it to me. Like, I don't know, the song just seems to like have
a whole new
level. Yeah. Okay, babes, well, let's play it. Let everybody here introduce your song for us.
Okay, I'm Zofina, and this is my new single, Kingdom Come.
Skin sweet. London's just a hotbed of talent. Well, the biggest stars seem to come from South London.
I'm not going to argue.
It's only slightly annoying.
You know, all of the ends have got something particular about them, though, because as much as we say that, look, where's Kano and Kalashnikov from? We've got to tip our hats where hats need to be tipped. Yeah. I think London's, it's a breeding ground for creativity.
Every Wednesday,
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville
from 4 PM,
FUBAR Radio.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We're south of the equator, navigator. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Bye. stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone.
I'll be driving shotgun. I love that song. So, people, we have our next guest has arrived in the building. He needs no introduction. Alex Dutty.
How you doing? What's going on, everyone?
You all right? I thought you was a little bit asleep then. I was like, Alex, Alex, you there?
Just on the socials.
On the socials.
Just letting everyone know.
Letting everyone know, yeah. Tweeted out, FUBAR.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've done all that. I'm just on the Facebook now. I've done that.
I love it. All the socials. That's what we need. Thank you. Yeah. So, of course, London-based rapper Alex Dutty. He supported the likes of Kano, Getz, Wiley, Bashy. When he wasn't opening shows for Grime Royalty, though, he's been trailing up and down the country selling his mixtapes. Dutty Mouth, Volumes 1, 2 and 3. Dutty Mouth, am I saying that right?
Yeah. It's a long time ago.
Obviously the buzz of all of that and all those support slots basically meant that you sold 60,000 copies of that mixtape, and that's essentially where this all began. And it's earned you some nominations, hasn't it?
Yeah, I was nominated for official mixtape awards back in the day.
Yeah.
When that was running.
So yeah, that's where it all began. Tell us more. What started all of this? Why did you start music? Is it too long ago to remember?
That is a long time ago.
Just for people that don't know, you know?
I think I just love the music. I just wanted to be a part of it, you know? It just resonated with me. It's hard now. It's all I know. It's hard for me to say, why did I start doing what
you love?
The only thing I know.
It's life.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean,
how old were you when you properly sat down and was like, right,
I started writing after 13.
Oh, yeah, that's so cute.
It was terrible though. I
you haven't released any of that then?
No, definitely not.
So there's an archive.
I don't think I was that good at first, I'm not gonna lie.
Who is?
So yeah,
it grows.
Just a lot of determination, a lot of just keep trying.
Yeah,
I got better, I suppose.
I love that. So, obviously, for people that don't know, growing up, what was your history? I think, from what I've read, you've had a bit of a unique experience in your childhood growing up. So, tell us.
It was different. I mean, I grew up in various different surroundings. You know, I was with my mother and father at one point, one and then the other.
Yeah.
And then I was in hostels. I was in foster cares. I was in a few different situations that a lot of kids go through nowadays. I'm not going to lie. It's not that unique, but
yeah.
I was brought up with different families and what. And I was looked after by a Jamaican family for a little period of my life. And
that's influenced you a lot, hasn't it, in your music?
Definitely. Yeah.
I'm half Jamaican.
Okay.
So, obviously, you've been working on your album, Knockdown Ginger, for 5 years, which is a long time.
Yeah, it was.
It's a really long time.
I started getting all the reminders on Facebook. You know when they bring you up, like...
Yeah, footage, time hop.
Yeah, from, like, 5 years ago, and we was getting some of the songs mixed.
Yeah.
5 years ago, I was like, oh, fuck.
It's a good prompt, though, isn't it? Like, right, need to get on with things.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of the... Like Imagine was done recently, Emoji was done recently. So some of the newer stuff. What more can I say was done recently?
Yeah.
It was the bulk of the album that was done a long time ago. But yeah, it's a body of work, so it took a long time to kind of put together. It's not really It's not really like a lot of stuff that's out now.
So. No. Well, there's no rush, is there? You know, you want to perfect it, so.
No, I wasn't trying to just do something with the sound of whatever's now.
Yeah.
I was trying to just do something you know, one
different,
yeah, something yeah. that kind of hits other lanes, yeah. and yeah,
yeah,
because I like all sorts of music. I didn't, you know, a lot of people get it twisted with me, and they feel that I should just be a rapper, but I never started just listening to rap. You know, I listened to a lot of soul, a lot of R&B.
Yeah,
when I was younger, I remember watching Boyz II Men singing on Top of the Pops.
Yeah,
that's my first memory of music.
Love that. Love Boyz II Men.
Yeah, so I mean, like, there's a lot of singing influence in me as somebody who likes music, you know.
Yeah, but I can tell that in your album, and I think that's great.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like listening to your tunes, it was actually a pleasant surprise for me, the, you know, massive range on your album, because you know, if you just Google you, it comes across as, you know, just one thing or just a rapper, but actually your album is just such a nice eclectic mix. So
I want it because that's what makes me up as an artist, and I wanted to kind of get that across in the album.
Yeah, definitely.
Because like, if some people take one song, it's very hard for me to get all of me across on one song.
Yeah, of course.
I can just do certain sides. So it with an album, I get to show everyone every side, and that's why I really like. I really want people to hear the whole album, and not just single songs, and kind of judge me based upon those songs, because every song has a story. And you know, so
absolutely. And the name Knockdown Ginger.
Yeah,
what's the meaning behind it?
Well, I guess it's that game we used to play as kids, isn't it? You know,
just knocking on doors and running away.
And running off. Yeah, and I guess it's kind of like a metaphor for the just kind of a lot of the industry treatment I've had. So
Well, tell us about
that. Funnily, it was a lot. It was a little bit foreseen, a bit pre-seen. Like, we come up with a title first.
Yeah.
And then the
predicting,
then the grief happened. So it was kind of mad.
So the grief, what are you referring to? Are you referring to the proud to be white sort of controversy?
Yeah, that wasn't easy to go through, especially considering the circumstances of it. So the context of it all was a bit unfair. I felt the people whose idea it was that. Which, by the way, were a black-owned label.
Yeah.
I felt that they should have come out and kind of spoke more, and instead of leaving me to just take the brunt of it, like it was my idea, and it actually wasn't. It was a bit sad. But although obviously I wrote the song, I'm not gonna blame people. I take responsibility for it, but it probably wasn't the best thing to do, considering I was just breaking through.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, personally, I love how you are just unapologetically yourself. You know your influences, you know how you grew up, you know that you're not a racist person.
Exactly.
And actually, a lot of you has been influenced by black culture, which is amazing. So, I don't know, personally, I don't... The backlash, a lot of it, from what I could see anyway, what I read, it came from, you know, half-written articles from people that, exactly as you just said, they don't know anything about you. They didn't know your background. They don't know, you know, your influences. So they were just... It was all a load of nonsense, really, personally, having a look at it from an outside perspective.
Definitely. And the smart people got it. But we were in such sensitive times that it didn't take much for the stupid people to kind of push the entire project, because it was top to go top 20 and the underground destroyed it. They stopped it from ever... And this is something I didn't even know at the time. This is something I found out recently from somebody who has a very good friend in the music industry. Yeah. I'm not going to throw them under the bus. But I just found out it was actually tipped to go top 20, but what stopped it from reaching the mainstream was the underground. They just didn't let it get there. They just basically destroyed it
before it got further.
And the funny thing was, a lot of those people that actually came out to destroy it, they didn't realize they were destroying themselves, because I represented where they came from.
These
were a lot of my peers. These were a lot of people that was alongside me on the road selling mixtapes. If I had got a top 20, that represented all of us getting a top 20, and it was sad, because it was like they tried to pull down what was going to help bring them up. And it was sad, but you know, and it was also a bit disappointing that a lot of people in the industry, they knew that it was the concept of a black owned label, but they decided to just ignore it and use me as a scapegoat at a very sensitive time. And I felt that was low.
Do you know what though? You know you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course,
and like
of course.
Your fans know what you're about. Your
exactly.
fans know the truth.
Exactly.
And actually, you know, having a look at the album, some of the tracks, you know, it's honest, strong, sometimes controversial, but do you know what I mean? It's yeah. such a massive mix.
Yeah, I mean, art is like no one can say who like hip hop and rap is art. You
yeah,
know, and no
100%.
One can say how somebody could. How I could do my art, because my art is a reflection of me
100%.
And my where I come from, you
yeah.
know. And you know, it just bugged me at that time because everyone was telling me, no, hip hop can't be like that, and hip hop must be like this, and it must represent the story of this. And it was like, that's not hip hop. Like that's not what this art form is about. This art form is a form of representation of me, of
yeah.
like my music is my representation of me.
Yeah.
For someone to say to me that I must represent it in this way and that way, like they don't understand hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
understand the art form that many of us artists are and what we're doing.
Yeah.
And you know, some of them were artists themselves. Maybe that's why they weren't as successful as they could have been. You know, because
yeah.
they didn't get that.
Of course, yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Do you know what? The future is looking bright for you anyway.
Definitely,
so I think
definitely.
You can hold your head high with all of that, you
oh,
know.
Certainly.
And I think you will look back in the future and I think you'll stand by your decision of releasing it, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't regret it. I don't
no.
regret it. It just was a hard thing to go through.
Yeah, of course. It
with
always...
my family
oh.
and everything else that
yeah.
we, you know. It's a hard thing when... to be called a racist
yeah.
when you're clearly not.
You've grown up in
yeah.
black culture and, you know, you have a...
Well, you haven't got many white friends. It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's a bit odd. And it's a bit odd how nobody just come out and I felt like more people, like everyone knows me.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody really said anything, though.
Yeah.
And
oh,
that was kind of sad. That was
yeah.
kind of sad.
Yeah.
So...
And especially
yeah.
you have mixed race children, don't you?
All eight, well, 8 out of 9 of them are.
9 kids. You've just had another one, you just told me.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking tired. Are you tired?
Yeah, yeah. Kids running 3 businesses, it's peaks.
Yeah,
peaks.
Tell us. You were just telling me about that, your businesses. What's going on there?
Obviously, I own the label that released Knockdown Ginger.
Yeah.
And we also run a PR company called SpotifyPlugger.com.
Uh-huh.
So check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's keeping me busy right now.
Yeah. Tell us more about that then. So what's that?
The label is me. So obviously I'm. That's the
yeah,
album.
Yeah, sorry, no.
The
Spotify
single,
Plugger.
Spotify Plugger is a PR company, and we mm-hmm. basically our speciality is playlisting on Spotify.
Okay.
Independent playlists. So we have a relationship
nice.
With thousands of Spotify curators that have independent playlists
that's
that
cool.
have. You know, thousands of followers, and so we can get people's music placed on there, and it gets streams, it gets their music heard, it gets, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mainly my clients are from America at the moment, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh.
But yeah, I've even had Token's one of my clients, was one of my clients.
Nice.
I've had some big American ones as well, so maybe a couple of them you won't have heard of, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
But we get results.
So Knockdown Ginger, obviously that's what you've been working on the past 5 years. What's next? Obviously we're going to play one of the tracks in a minute, Imagine, from that album. But what can we expect next from Alex Daddy?
Well, the main single drops on the 20th on GRM Daily. That's Emoji.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the 20th of February. So that's the main thing we're kind of building up to.
Yeah.
Featuring Black Rose. There's a remix with OB the Author and Trini Boy Juicy. So... yeah, check that out. That's out on Spotify right now, Emoji, and the album Knockdown Ginger. So, but also, yeah, I'm going to be working on a mixtape that's pretty much done.
Yeah.
I'm working on the last few tracks, and that's I'm going to give it out for free.
Nice.
And then I don't know if I'm going to do many more videos, really, to be honest. I think I'm going to kind of, I kind of don't feel that that's so much necessary for the future of
no.
music. No, I don't.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, people are too busy to watch things.
Yeah,
nowadays.
We're just that generation now. We get
yeah.
bored quickly, don't
yeah.
we?
That's why podcasts are killing
yeah.
it, and you know, radio stations that are, you know, streaming.
Yeah,
because it's people just want to put something on and
yeah.
listen. They don't want to watch. You know.
Yeah, we're very impatient. Now.
Yeah, yeah. I think Spotify is probably going to overtake YouTube.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right, mate. Well, it's a pleasure speaking to you.
No
Do you want to introduce your song for us?
Yes,
Imagine?
Imagine from the album Knockdown Ginger by Alex Dutty. Check it out. There is no
Yeah. Imagine being misunderstood, so much you're hated. Imagine having no white friends and labeled racist. Imagine being stuck in a hood and everyone around you think that you're good and assume that you'll make it. Imagine a feeling of being this emasculated. Imagine being frowned upon for being conscious of your genetic makeup and then they discriminate if you celebrate it. Imagine no room to consume or demonstrate it. But now imagine that you're broke. No education, imagine not having hope. So imagine you pick up a little float, wash it on the stove and flip it out on the low. Yo, imagine I was involved. Road, guns, drugs and even hoes. Imagine I lived it and then I rose. But imagine in pen, I didn't know that the life that I chose was taking hold of my soul. They wouldn't let me evolve, imagine I was controlled. I know you imagine I'm from the cold. 8 kids, 6 baby mothers and 1 abode. I watched my parents' marriage dissolve. So imagine I'm just living out everything I was shown. So you can imagine me in my zone. No strings attached, not even a phone. All the tears I've shed, all the pain I've suffered. I don't put the blame on nothing, let their lips keep running. I should've saw this coming, but fuck them all, they get signed. I'm too real, that's why they envy me. I got them hating for my MP3. I got into the club without no entry fee, and I ain't even made it onto MTV. Imagine being blessed with a gift, and a lot of baby mothers want crazy shit. Imagine knowing that, taking a risk. Imagine 1 year later, where the fuck are my kids? Never fall in love with a bitch. Imagine you ain't done shit, yet she getting your shit. Imagine nearly slitting your wrist, cause she run off with your kids on top of taking a piss. Imagine you let go of what matters. Imagine the disappointment in my son's face when he found out daddy become a trapper. Imagine necessity as a factor. I only do that so I don't have to imagine a disappointment at Christmas because I'm that bro. Imagine a balance that doesn't match up, trying to play catch up, trying to be a good man, but every day forced into a life of doing mad stuff. Imagine these rappers are merely actors. Imagine it's nothing to try and act tough and fool the whole world into thinking they won't get smacked up. Imagine your talent just hit the Richter scale, but underrated cause everyone's celebrating. These rappers will go on YouTube only to go and snitch themselves, and they wonder why I sit at home and piss myself. All the tears I've shed, all the pain I've suffered. I don't put the blame on nothing, let their lips keep running. I should've saw this coming, but fuck them all, they get signed. I'm too real, that's why they envy me. I got them hating for my MP3. I got into the club without no entry fee, and I ain't even made it onto MTV. All the tears I've shed, all the pain I've suffered. I don't put the blame on nothing, let their lips keep running. I should've saw this coming, but fuck them all, they get signed. I'm too real, that's why they envy me. I got them hating for my MP3. I got into the club without no entry fee, and I ain't even made it onto MTV.
FUBAR Radio presents Callum McSwiggan. I am joined by some incredible drag queens from Denim.
We love the idea of queer Trojan horse. How can you smuggle politics to people who are not willing to receive them? And then they're receiving them and enjoying it. And they go, oh, I do have a part in this. We can bring over audiences through a pop aesthetic. Then once the audience are in the room and we've given them the covers that they were expecting, pull the rug from under their feet and get them to sing along to a song about fisting until they didn't realize it was about fisting.
Every Wednesday. Day. From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
So, this is the part of the show where Harriet would normally do her champion of the week. For those of you who know me, this probably won't come as much of a surprise. My champion of this week are the absolute legends that are Chase and Status. They have just celebrated their 15-year anniversary, which is absolutely mental. For me, it literally seems like yesterday that they released their first album, More Than a Lot. It was literally the soundtrack to my uni life, really. Probably played that a million times. Yeah, now they're just about to release their fifth studio album, which is Return to Jungle. I was lucky enough to interview the boys actually at the end of last year on their tour for this album up in Manchester. It was such an honour for me to meet them and be able to chat with them. I think the main thing I just got out of it is they're so dedicated. Like, they're just so dedicated to their craft. You know, a lot of producers tend to be classically trained in one way or the other, but these guys, you know, they never played any instruments. And all they knew back in the day was just they wanted to DJ. That was it. They just wanted to DJ. They wanted to be up there playing in their favourite clubs like Bagley's, King's Cross. You know, and they just made it. They really, really made it into something completely different. Obviously, over the years, they've worked with some amazing, amazing artists. And they do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff as well, which people probably don't really know. They work with really amazing talent and write a lot of the songs for them. For this album, they returned to the roots of their sound. They went to Kingston, Jamaica. They were there for quite a while. They really wanted to pick up some original dancehall vibes, you know. They just said, why would I sample old music when we could just go get some new, which is, you know, exactly the kind of authentic sound that Chasing Status always managed to produce. You know, it was new jungle. That's what they're doing with this album. You know, they have gone, in their own words, more commercial, obviously, since they signed to a major record label a few years ago. You know, so they've had to try balance, basically. You know, they've had to try balance what the label wants, as well as, you know, not losing their identity. But with this album, you know, it's definitely a passion project for them. And they just really wanted to make people understand that jungle is not dead, because that's the one thing they said to me, that, you know, a lot of people try to tell them jungle's dead, jungle music is dead. And I think they have definitely showcased with this album that it is not dead at all. When I saw them, they were at Southampton Student Union. That was the first ever time I saw them. And it really made me laugh, actually, because when we were in Manchester, I was just looking out into the crowd, because it was actually a very heavily student event, and just seeing everyone enjoying it the way I used to enjoy it when I was that age. It was quite nostalgic, actually. It was quite emotional. I always get emotional when I see Chase Stays. They're amazing live. If you haven't seen them live, you must. They're actually headlining SW4 this year. So if you've never seen Chase Estates before, make sure you head on down to SW4. Okay, so we're going to play for you one of the tracks from their new album. It hasn't got a release date yet, actually, the new album. They are perfectionists, to say the least, but it is definitely coming soon. This is Retreat featuring Cutty Ranks. Enjoy!
Yeah.
Already. I've got Lena Landon in the building, everyone. Are you all right, babe? She was basically right. Just telling me, what was you telling me? That you love, well, at first she was like, I love grime. But then really it was, I love grime artists.
Yeah. I love hood guys.
She loves the hood guys. But what did you say? You can't be with them because
I'm not cool enough. It's fine. I don't mind. I've accepted it.
I think that's a lie.
They're just like, you're weird, man. You're weird, man, but in a good way.
But in a good way.
Yeah, but like not I want to take you home way. Kind of just weird, stay away from me.
What a chat up line. You're weird, yeah?
Yeah. But it's good. It's good. It's good, but like, you know, like I don't want to take you home, you know what I mean?
Well, it's their loss, babes. It's totally. Their loss.
Totally.
You're looking amazing.
Thank you so much.
Your hair is fantastic.
Thank you. Needs redoing. It's kind of gone to the bird nest stage.
I like it.
Oh, that. Well, thank you.
Is that not how it normally is?
No, usually it's a little bit curlier, but at the moment I've got some pigeons resting in there, hence the volume.
That's hilarious. No, I love it. She looks beaut, everyone. Do you know what? I was saying to you before we came back on air, your style reminds me of 90s R&B, which is just like my absolute fave.
That's really good.
Is that a compliment to you?
No, it is, good. Yeah. I was so nervous because obviously I wrote it and I was like, and I just fell in love with it. So I was like, okay, let's see if they like it.
Absolutely love it. I mean, for people that don't know, tell us, like, where did this all begin? What, like, where have you come from?
I've emerged out of Narnia. I've been doing this for ages, like literally since I was like maybe like 7.
Aww.
just developing, because I haven't been an artist
yeah.
Like apart from like the last few years, because I'm now in my mid-20s.
Oh, 25. Darling.
So now I feel like I know who I am, so yeah. I'm trying to break through.
Yeah,
and I will.
You will.
I will.
Listen, she will. Let's go back a bit. I read something.
Ooh.
That you, in your childhood, you had a speech impediment.
I did, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was a nervous child.
Oh, bless you. So was it just a nervous thing and that you managed to overcome?
I was just afraid of everyone and everything.
Oh, babes.
I don't know why, I just was. Like, I just thought, oh, all these people look so scary.
Really?
Yeah. I think I didn't see myself as human. I'm must have been, because why else would you be so scared for no reason?
Oh, bless you. So how did you get over it?
I started getting into boys at like age 12, and then like that was it. I was like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, right. And so then, boys brought you out of your shell?
Yeah.
Interesting. Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, that's so not what
it's so weird, I know. I'm a strange person.
I love it, I'm weird. Also, so this is fine. So, did it affect you? Did it affect the person you are, do you think?
Yeah, or? I think so, because I think now that I talk, I think I've still got that nervous energy. I think sometimes you kind of just are what you are, you know?
Yeah.
But I think now I've sort of managed to, I talk with my nervousness, whereas before
like the opposite.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess that's just how I manifest the nervous energy.
It's amazing. I would never have guessed it though, you know, like meeting you.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
It might be a face. Who knows? Like it might be like an ego. It might not be real. Do you know what I mean? No, I'm not saying I'm fake, but I'm just saying that.
You fake, girl.
I'm fake. My hair is fake. My nails are fake.
I love your nails. Let me have a look.
Thank you.
Oh, beaut. Who influenced you? That's I'm loving this already. Who influenced you? I've seen Spice Girls.
Oh my God, they were so cool.
I mean, literally, we were talking about this with Serafina earlier. Like, did you get a ticket for the summer?
No, I didn't even know they were in concert.
I didn't either, and I'm really upset. A lot of my friends
did. Is it sold out?
Yeah, it was sold out in like 10 seconds.
Oh my
it was
God.
Ridiculous. I literally logged on, and it was like, they're all gone. I was like,
Sold out.
So yeah. So Spice Girls, who else? Michael Jackson, Diana Ross?
Of course.
You look like a young Diana Ross.
Oh, I love her. She's so awesome.
She's amazing.
She's beautiful, I think.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
But like in a weird way. That's why she's like unconventionally beautiful, yet everyone finds her beautiful. I love that.
Oh, she's beautiful. Yeah.
So, yeah, Spice Girls are the best. S Club 7.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in that era.
Rich.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I grew up in that era.
Why am I singing? Because I cannot.
You can. That was pretty good.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, anytime. So have you been gigging?
Yeah,
lately.
I mean, to be honest, the gigging side has slowed down because I've been writing a lot. And studio. I'm being one of those artists.
I've been in the studio. You know.
Have you just been chilling? Have you just been at home?
No, I've actually been. I have been doing that. I'm not going to lie. Watching Friends on Netflix.
Oh my God, Friends is my life.
It's so fun. And Bird Box. Have you seen that?
Yes, I watched it the other day.
It's so good.
I watched it on my own, and like at first I was like, because I don't like horror films.
Oh, okay.
And it started to go a bit funny, and I was like, I'm not sure if I want to be watching this on my own. But it was okay. I made it through. Strange ending, though. Spoiler alert. They go to a
deaf school? Blind school.
A blind school. Deaf school, you know. They're wearing blindfolds. What am I talking about? It was a weird ending, wasn't it?
I
really enjoyed it.
I cried. I don't know why.
I think I did. I cry every year.
Me too.
I cry at The Lion King.
Oh,
like,
me too.
Adverts. Yeah. Yeah, anything.
Oh my God, yeah. I know what you mean. I cry when I take a shower. I just cry. I love it.
In the shower.
And then you come out a new person.
I love it. I mean, it's a good place to cry.
Trust
Wash
me.
Away those tears, babe.
I'm telling you, darling.
Oh my God, you're funny. So yeah, you've been in the studio. What have you been doing?
I have been recording. Mm-hmm. I've just like finished filming two videos, music videos. So I'm just like, I'm trying to prepare everything so I can just unleash it.
Unleash it onto
unleash
the world.
Unleash it to the world. and hopefully something will stick. But I love it. So I think that's what's important.
Are you writing? 100%. Are you writing an album?
No, I've just been writing singles. Yeah. Because I just, that's how I'm building myself up slowly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've never pictured myself doing an album. I don't know why.
Why not?
So weird. I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know.
The people are going to want an album, girl, you know.
Yeah, I mean, really. And if they do, and they pay me, then I'll definitely record one.
Well, you know what I mean. I think you'll definitely be doing an album sometime soon.
Hopefully.
I predict great things.
Thank you.
Your single, Just Want You.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So I've got here, it's a heartfelt song about missing a loved one so much. You're laughing already.
Yeah.
You try to escape through unconventional means. Mm. Tell us more, darling.
I mean, I just wanted to sound posh when I wrote that, but
posh and endearing, mysterious.
I was just like going through the thesaurus, like, okay, what do I put now? But
like Joey and Friends.
Basic. Oh my god, you are so good. I love Friends.
I reference Friends like 10 times a day.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
And people who don't watch Friends are just literally like, "What is she talking about?" But then I'm like, "How do you not know?
Exactly. What's
who
wrong
doesn't
with you?
Watch Friends?" Yeah. But sorry, you're single.
No, it's fine. I did exactly what Joey did when I wrote that.
Yeah,
but like, I think I meant like where I think people. How am I going to try? I'm trying to put this the right way.
Don't worry. Get it out. Babe.
But I think that when people are like really down, they've lost a loved one. Like mm-hmm. I lost my parent and like, you know, and then you go through heartbreak and, you know, with friendships and relationships.
Yeah.
I just felt like I kind of wanted to just express something about people escaping through like drugs, alcohol, and like sex and stuff like things we don't talk about that might be like secret addicts and addictions and stuff. So, which I thought was interesting. I thought it was interesting to sort of, you know, explore that, because I think we always talk about, oh, I'm crying and everything's so sad.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, what about the real stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what about,
I love that.
What about going out and just drinking with your friend? That's all I drank for like days.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
I read, you were a bit of a party animal. Was that a coping mechanism?
I think so. Like with a breakup and like other things, you know what I mean? That I just, and then I eventually face them. I'm okay now.
Yeah, you get there in the end.
Yeah, you do.
It's just like, your way,
everything passes, you know what I mean? So, but I had fun escaping.
You had a fun
had a
along
good time.
The way.
Yeah.
So where would you used to go out raving, love?
Oh, I never went raving.
No.
I just went to the pub in Shoreditch.
You were just like straight to it. I'm going to the pub and I'm ordering a drink.
Literally, and then like the DJ would play like R&B hip hop and I'd be the only one dancing and the only one requesting songs.
Oh,
and
bless
he'd
you.
Hate me, of course. He'd be like, can I not just play what I want to play? Sorry for spitting.
No.
And then
like, no, you may not.
And I'd be like, no, you may not. I would love to hear Beyonce now.
Oh, bless you.
Booty shake on the sofa.
Yeah.
Maybe get into a couple of fist fights with some pervy guys and, you know, get kicked out and then do it all again next weekend.
Love it.
It was
I love
fun.
Your honesty.
It's terrible. Oh my God.
So tell us more about your life now then. Obviously that's a lot in the past. What, you know, what's going on with you now?
I'm surprisingly focused. I was always a very scattered person.
Yeah.
So my energy's all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. But that's just when you're young though, isn't it?
Do you think?
I was the same. I think, you know,
just
you get into your late 20s, maybe you're just a bit more like,
maybe that's what it is. Yeah. At the moment, I don't know. I feel like my life is quite zen. Like, I'm dating, which is fun.
Oh, yeah. Tell us more.
I mean, I kind of like stopped talking to him like 2 weeks ago. Only because...
He's going to hear this and be like...
Yeah, I hope so. I hope you're listening, you sexy motherfucker.
What happened? Tell us.
Do you know what? He's amazing. Like, he's just like, he's a bit younger than me.
A bit. She's scratching her head.
I know.
What's a bit mean?
22. He's 23 in March. That's not bad.
No.
Yeah,
I have
only a couple of years.
Okay.
But he was like, I'm not, you know, like, I'm not mentally ready in it for like a relationship. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, okay. And you know, my heart broke, but you know, you have to pretend with a smile,
okay,
this
babes,
creepy
whatever.
Smile. But you're like,
bye, Felicia. On to the next.
Exactly. But I mean, I'm still thinking about him.
Well, do you know what? At least he just, you know, wasn't one of those guys that just would carry on and, you know, have bird tings on his phone. And
oh my
that.
God, he did. We went on a date and I think I saw somebody called Sean ring. And then I saw Michelle ring. And I was like, wow.
Oh, whoa.
I didn't know what to say. We were on a date and I was like, what do I do? But
I know what you do, girl. You walk out.
Yeah, I know. But I stayed there and got drunk with him. It was really fun.
Oh, I love it. But you've moved on now.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Okay.
On to the new.
But you're mainly, by the sounds of it, focusing on work.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I'm focusing on at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Intensely.
Yeah. So what's what 2019, what's the plan? What are you doing?
Like, releasing videos, releasing singles, just keep putting stuff out and
gigging,
of course.
Yeah,
I've got a gig tonight.
Have you? Where?
At the Amersham Arms in New Cross.
Oh my god, I want to come.
Oh, you should.
Yeah
it's fun. So I'm gigging there tonight, and then I've got a couple of gigs booked for March.
Yeah,
and then I'm sort of like, I'm still in the booking process, guys. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, I'm only human.
Yeah, no, of course.
But yeah, so gig, but recorders, because I love writing and I love recording.
Yeah,
so doing that as well.
Yeah, it's hard to balance it all by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What about like friends, family? Do you have much time? Or
yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, I love my friends. I've only got like two friends,
like main ones.
Yeah, I mean, I've only got two friends. Last year I had one, this year I made one more.
You're too funny.
Well, as it's only two, what are their names? Tell us.
Nalika and Sua.
Oh.
Yeah, I hope they stay my friends. Please don't leave.
You are too funny. Well, look, it was a pleasure talking to you, hun. All the best in the future. You. Do you want to introduce your new single for us?
Oh, yeah. This is my new song.
Just Want You.
I got this patience. Boy, you know I'm patient, patient. I've been daydreaming. Time just feels so ancient, ancient. I want you back. I just can't contain it. I got this patience, but I just feel so aching. I drown my sorrows in alcohol. Drown them in drugs. I drown them in sex, but nothing.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Same eyes,
complexion, no love or affection. Same time, same place, but you don't recognize my face. I'm mad, you're crazy, treat me like your baby. No change, no change at all. Yeah, I've been through some phases and they've only tainted my view. We got similar faces, but
with us now, Lou Ray.
Hello.
Hey, hon, you're right.
I'm very well.
So we need to clarify that. I'm good, thank you, babes. We need to clarify that, didn't we? Because a lot of people say your name is spelled L-U-R-E.
Yes.
So I can imagine you probably get all the Lou Ray, Lara.
Yeah, I've had Lou Ray, Lou. I had Lou, and I actually debated it being pronounced Lou until somebody said to me that it Lou is also a type of fishing bait. And I was like, oh, not quite what I was
sexy.
Going for.
Yeah, not quite what you
Lou
wanted.
Ray.
Lou Ray. Yeah. Love it. And it's a combination of your names,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, it's kind of like a play on my first and second name.
Yeah.
That's where it came from. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like toying around with like ideas. And then I liked how that sounded, but then also written down. I just liked that it could have multiple meanings, like Lou, or like Lou-R-E. It's kind of like what I have to say on a topic, which ultimately is like what a track is. It's like what you want to say on a topic. So quite like it. Although obviously that means that people pronounce it differently.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So that's fine. We've clarified it now. Lou so Ray. If you're listening, it's Lou Ray.
Thank you.
So you are completely self-made, aren't
you? I am, yeah. So I released my first track in January, which is Rains. Mm-hmm. That was, yeah, it was self-written, recorded, produced.
In your home, I believe.
Yeah, in my flat in Bethnal Green.
Amazing.
A few people said to me, like, I think you just got to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just basically done that, and it's been like a kind of solo project.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it's been good. It's like, it's good to get it out.
Exciting.
And I feel like some kind of interesting stuff's happening off the back, and like got some collaborations in the pipeline.
Ooh. Can you tell us more?
I won't yet.
Okay.
Maybe next time.
Okay, next time, yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to keep doing the solo stuff as well. I think because like in the early days, I think it's quite a lot about like experimenting and like finding what works.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've kind of found something that clicked with the brain. So I'm just going to keep going down that route as well as like, you know, letting other people in.
Yeah.
Selected people.
Selected people. I like it. So tell us your story. Where did this all come from? Where did it begin?
I guess you could start from different places. But like when I was really small, like when I was eight, I started playing the viola.
Oh yeah, you're classically trained, aren't you?
Yeah, like it's quite far from what I'm making now. Uh-huh. But you know, I guess everything influences you in some
100%,
way.
100%. Yeah.
So yeah, like when I was younger, I did a lot of music. Like I did played in a lot of orchestras.
Did
like,
you?
It was quite intense.
I did as well.
Did you? What did you play?
I played the piano.
Did you in orchestras?
Yeah. No. Oh. So in orchestras, I was playing the tenor recorder.
Oh.
Snazzy.
Very niche.
Yeah, very niche. But I played the piano. Yeah, growing up.
Yeah, and it's cool. Like I did enjoy it, but I think I did a lot. I did kind of. I kept doing it because I felt like I should, and like I got so far, but I felt like I should keep doing it. But then, you know, but yes, I did a lot of that. I did a lot of like performance, a lot of like theatre. Yeah. I thought I wanted to be a musical theatre.
Oh, really?
When I was a teenager, yeah. Like again, like so far from where I am now.
Yeah, very different.
And then I decided when I left uni that I didn't want to be a musical theatre. It wasn't quite for me, like the jazz hands, that kind of stuff. And I just started writing, basically.
Uh-huh. So after uni?
Yeah, after uni. I basically, like, my kit's just grown, like, got a piano, and then, well, I say piano, got a little synth, and like, some other bits, my little home studio.
Yeah.
Just kind of came from there, yeah. And so...
That's crazy. Yeah. How big is your studio?
When I say studio, like...
The corner of your room?
It's like a little room in the corner of our flat.
Right.
And the estate agent sold it as being, like, outdoor space. They sold it as a winter garden, which sounds, like, really glamorous. But actually, in reality...
Sounds cold.
It is cold, yeah. So in reality, it's a small room with decking... It's got like open doors basically into the sky because it's like quite high up.
Oh, wow.
But no heating. So it is quite chilly.
So good in the summer.
Good in the summer.
Very cold.
Very cold. But it's got plants in it. It's got a nice like vibe.
Oh, what a nice place to make music.
It is a nice place, yeah. It's got a little door as well, like into the living room. So like I often like I call on my fiance. Like,
oh, fiance. Congratulations.
Thank you.
When did that occur?
That occurred in June last year.
Okay, yeah. Show me your ring.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, lovely. So when are you getting married?
2020. Yeah, so like we're not in any rush.
No. Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, thank you.
Where did you meet?
We met... Oh, gosh. Should I say this on air? We met in Malia.
Love it.
There we go, the big reveal.
When did you meet?
We met when I finished doing my A-levels, actually.
Oh, so yeah. You've been together a long time.
Yeah.
You met in Malia.
Yeah, I know, it's mental. But things
have
changed.
Were you both off your tits?
Actually, we met on the beach.
Oh, yeah. So a bit civilised.
He asked to borrow my shade. I bet he's listening and he can't believe I'm saying this.
I want to know, I'm sorry.
But things, like, we're moving up. He proposed in Miami, so...
Oh, yeah. So he stepped up.
Yeah, he did. Although he had a little temporary ring, which I'm sure was lovely, but he dropped it in the sea. So I know all the stories coming out now. I'm sorry,
babes. He's probably like, please stop. Please stop, babes. Oh, I love it. Well, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you very
very
much.
Cute. So lots of exciting things coming up for you in the future then.
Yeah.
So what's going on this year then? Obviously, you did BBC Introducing. You was featured on, wasn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I had some support for BBC Introducing London, which is
That's
good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I just think this year's going to be mainly writing for me. Yeah, uh-huh. So like I just want to I'm working on my second single at the moment.
Yeah.
And then hopefully an EP later this year.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, like the collaborations.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good to like to bounce some ideas for other people, because like it has been quite weird, like just working totally solo.
Yeah, of course.
And then like putting it out and suddenly being like, there you go.
Yeah. what do you think?
Yeah. No, it's actually, I'm really pleased. Like it's been received, like people have been really nice about it and had some good feedback.
You have, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all good.
It's amazing. Your voice, I love it. It's really seductive. I find. Like I was listening earlier
Sorry,
and
Mom.
I was just no, but like, yeah, not in a pervy way.
Oh, no.
But yeah, just it's so nice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I don't know. I guess like that I suppose like it's been got described as like kind of R&B style.
Yeah,
but, like,
a lot of garage influence from what I could hear as well. Yeah. Did you love garage?
Yeah, a little bit. Like I think, you know, my influences are so broad.
Yeah, just from everywhere.
Yeah, and like because I'd say I probably mainly listen to R&B. But
do you? Yeah.
Yeah, but then like I love like kind of jazz influence, like hip hop samples and like jazz harmonies.
Yeah.
But then also like kind of trip hop, like Massive Attack, like literally like
you
almost
love Massive Attack.
Yeah, like and I feel I guess yeah, like Reigns does have some garage vibes
going
on.
Yeah.
Like some Four Hero kind of future garage, the old stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I like quite like kind of pacey tracks with like some chilled vocal. I guess that was kind of what I was going for when I wrote it.
Yeah. Who are your influences? Like who have you loved listening to growing up?
Well, growing up, gosh, I mean, I'm not sure if they really have influenced me. Like,
no.
I guess like when I was a kid, like when I was small, like pop.
Yeah.
Like I heard you talking earlier about like, you were talking about S Club 7. Like,
yeah. S Club 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spice Girls.
Yeah. Spice Girls. I think Spice Girls was my first album.
Really?
Spice World. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was into like indie music. But then obviously like as I got older, I started going out. I was getting into dance music.
Of course, yeah.
But yeah, so who's my influences? Like, one of my like biggest, like most played albums is probably Erykah Badu Baduism.
Really,
yeah,
love
like
it.
On repeat.
Yeah.
And then like yeah, like her, I love her at the moment. She's like killing it.
Yeah.
And then like on the kind of like hip hop side, like do you know John Wayne?
John Wayne.
Yeah, so he like he's a rapper and he's American. He basically like his stuff's got that kind of that basically like old school hip hop sample like
loop
sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just that kind of vibe I love.
Yeah.
Whether or not that'll ever come through into my music, I don't know. Like whether or not you'll ever hear it, I don't know.
Well, I guess for someone like you with such like an eclectic sort of background, classically trained, different, you know, various influences from music, it might always be quite different.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it felt weird like when I was recording Reigns, like writing all the parts in.
Yeah,
like I was like, do you know what, I'm gonna put some viola in this.
And
like, that
mental.
Felt a bit weird.
Yeah,
because like it was like the two worlds colliding.
Yeah,
like because like my viola life has always been separate to my I used to like have an orchestra on Friday night and then I'd like leave, like get ready there and go out.
Yeah. So, yeah it's like very
it was
separate
always so yeah. separate yeah so it's actually like really nice
to bring it together.
Bring it together, yeah.
Yeah. That's lovely. Yeah. So what's the dream, really, for you?
What's the dream? I just want to keep making music that I like. I think that's the goal is just music focus at the moment.
Like, that's interesting to say music that I like, because I think a lot of artists, that's the struggle, isn't it? Especially when they're signed by certain labels, you see that their identity can get a little bit lost.
I guess that's, I've been lucky in some ways. I haven't been lucky writing, doing it by myself, but also I think I have because I've just been able to like define myself from early on.
Yes, definitely.
Like find, everyone always talks about finding a sound, but actually like it's kind of true, like you can't just put any old thing out and then like, you know, something comes totally different. So I think I'm just going to focus on the music and just see where that takes me, basically. Like I feel like people start coming to you. I mean, just from what's like just putting out one track, people kind of,
they'll come to you, baby. You come to me.
That's what I meant.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, yeah, I love the song. Reigns is the new single.
Yeah,
that's the name of it. Should we play it?
Yes, please.
Yeah, really excited. It's a fabulous single. I personally just can't believe that you've just done it all yourself, just literally at home. All the components, the production.
Thank you.
It's mental. So talented.
Thanks.
Do you want to introduce it?
Yes, go on.
Yeah, go on then.
I am Lou Ray, and this is my debut single, Reigns. Oh, it's a conversation killer. The way you watch it break. You watch it break away. Watch it break away. Makes you wanna move, makes you wanna move, makes you wanna move. Leave the place that's falling through the roof. No, 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 no. When it rains in this heart, oh, when it rains in this heart.
day. We've got through everything.
Nothing.
everyone. Right, we have Joshua Coyote in the building. Have I said that right?
Yes, Coyote, that's right.
How are you?
I'm well and blessed. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. You've been telling me you've been chilling today, watching a bit of... what were you watching?
Ozark.
But you were also practicing. You wasn't just having a lazy...
Don't lead in with the cheese.
You wasn't having a lazy Netflix day.
I was not having... complete lazy day. No,
I'm joking. We were talking, obviously, you were playing a bit of piano, a bit of guitar. Could you play, how many instruments do you play?
I play two instruments predominantly now, but I know how to play a couple of others. I play a bit of drums, play a bit of bass. I played bass before I played guitar, but
look at you. You just have a whole band of yourself.
I'm working on it.
So what's your main instrument then? I see a lot on Instagram.
I guess guitar now. Because it's easy to carry around than a piano.
That's true. Pianos aren't the easiest to carry around.
Someone should
have
told me.
Is that why you've got a slight bend in the back?
I have to level up.
Only joking. Mate, your voice. The first thing I must say, when I was listening to it, firstly, it was a shock. It wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be. And secondly, amazing.
Thank you very much.
Like, I love your voice.
I'm very interested to know what you thought it was going to be.
I don't know. You know when you don't know, but you just look at someone and you think, okay, let me have a little listen to their music. I just didn't know what to expect. It was a good surprise.
Thank you.
It was a really good surprise. I really, really like your voice. Obviously, we'll hear a bit later. But tell us, where did all this begin? I mean, obviously, you're very talented, so you must have just realised, hey, I can sing. But what made you actually think, I want to do this?
Do you know what? I guess, like, there's no defining moment. They're just moments that accumulate and just over time make you realise, okay, this is, like, I am good enough to at least pursue in some aspects. So I think when I was younger, I was always into writing stories, writing songs.
Yeah.
And all of them things. So growing up, after a while, you just realise that you are too passionate about it to, like, not pursue it.
Sure.
So despite the fact that, like, I'm in school, I'm learning other things and, I guess, pursuing academic goals.
Yeah.
You start to think to yourself, I like this too much to not do it. So I think, like, just over time, learning some more music, learning how to play piano was a big thing for me. That started at 13.
Yeah.
And then the first open mic I did was like, oh, man, that was not great. I need to go up and do that again and then keep on doing it, get better, get more confidence. So I was like,
Just
build comfortability with that.
I love that because I've got here that, you know, well, you've corrected us, haven't you? You taught yourself some instruments.
Yeah.
But you have been sort of musically trained. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. So I started out on piano. Like, I was taught music theory.
To read music,
Taught to read music and learn piano. But then eventually there was a bass guitar around. Other people were playing it, so I'd watch them. They'd give me a few tricks. I'd be like, this is what you're meant to do with your hands, blah, blah, blah. And the same
thing. Love bass guitar.
Because it was just a very cool instrument. Yeah, so I thought to myself, like, it'd be good to...
Yeah. To be cool with a bass guitar.
And, like, fit in. I wasn't good enough on keys. I was like, oh, no one's playing bass. Let me go. Let me feel that one. And then the same thing happened with guitar. Because I couldn't carry a piano around, I was like, oh, well, I've always wanted to play guitar. Let me see if I can learn it.
Yeah.
And then my friend taught me, like, 5 basic chords. I was like, cool. I'll take it from there. And then as the years progress, you just learn more and more stuff.
Yeah.
Become more knowledgeable, you know?
It's amazing. So who inspires you? Because you're, like, how old are you?
28.
Yeah, so, like, your voice seems like quite old school to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, so who are your influences?
It's interesting, right? Because I think way back when I did, I guess, my first open mic, I think I've always had, like, a husky enough voice for people to be like, oh, man, you're...
Yeah.
Man, that's Otis.
Ooh la la.
That's Sam Cooke.
Yeah. Like, no, sure, definitely.
Sure, thanks. But I don't know what...
What a compliment.
Thank you. Absolutely. Because, like, to be honest with you, I didn't even know that much about those musicians at the time. So
really? Oh, that's interesting.
It was a learning experience for me. But I guess inspiration wise, just everyone that I've ever listened to at any period of time. Because if I found it interesting when I listened to it growing up, then it influenced me in some way. It made me think. So I guess my sister was listening to Garage when So Solid were popping. That was a big deal
so
for me.
So Solid.
So Solid. That's the realest,
the
you
ones,
know?
Yeah.
South London as well, you know.
Bruh.
And I guess Cisco was a big thing for me.
Oh my god,
man, Cisco is
too much. I love him,
man. Stop it. Don't even get me started.
Don't get me gas.
Nah. I swear. And all the deep cuts as well, like Drew Hill, all
yeah.
of them ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, like lots of people.
We're the same era.
Yeah. Everyone though, but like, so that's over time. As you grow in music, you start to find out about all these.
Of course.
On the
yeah.
way here, I was listening to some Bob Dylan. And so, like, that's just become a very interesting thing for me as well.
Do you listen to a lot of other guitarists? Because, you know, when I was watching your Instagram and stuff, like, you're quite talented on the old guitar, aren't you?
Thank you.
Very natural.
I'm trying.
Just sort of having cheeky sessions in your room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa there.
With the guitar.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't on the same page there. Sure.
I see what you're about. But what's next then? What's next for you? Obviously, this is a beginning of your journey. What are your hopes? What do you want to do in 2019?
To keep on working hard and actually just growing. I mean, as I listen to more and more music, the reason why you have to do that, especially on as like an instrumentalist as well,
mm-hmm.
you're always looking for different styles and ideas to pick up on. So I'm still just trying to grow as a musician, learn as much as I possibly can, and then take over the world, you know? This year, plan is to just get in the studio,
mm-hmm.
keep recording, put out some new music. Last year, I put out a killer EP, She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not. And so I'm looking to follow that up with some great music and keep on being creative.
Yeah,
you know?
I love it. Mm. And gigging, can people see you?
Yeah, absolutely. I was meant to have a show, funny enough, tonight.
Oh, really?
I was meant to have a headline show at the Seabright Arms, so I cancelled that to be here. No, I'm joking.
So
we had to, unfortunately, put that one to bed, and we're just going to look at
others.
Putting out some new music and then following it up with some big shows.
Do you just put it on your socials if people...
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so your new single, Still. Tell us. Tell us about this.
Okay. Well, Still is off of my EP, She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the She Loves Me Not side. And it's basically a story about how this guy has had his heart broken and how he's, I guess, dealing with that. The story is essentially, you've done this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I've moved on physically, maybe not so much.
Because the lyrics are quite heartbreaking.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
A little.
I hope so.
Is it a true story?
Sure.
Of your life?
Okay. yes, in a way, because I've been heartbroken before.
Yeah,
but it's not a detailed story about me personally. But
sure.
I consider myself a rather observant person,
mm-hmm.
so I'm able to at least see people, be influenced by them, and then mix and tell the story.
Yeah,
from their perspective as well as mine, and mesh the different worlds. You know.
Well, we're going to play that single now. Do you want to introduce it for
us? Yeah, sure.
It's a pleasure being talking to you, honestly. I love your voice, and
I really do
think you're going to be very successful. Please come back and visit us.
Hey, for sure.
Yeah? Okay, introduce your song, please.
Okay, my name is Joshua Coyote, and this is my song, Still. Why would I miss the days when you would never come home to me, smelling of adultery, the strong smell of someone else was heavy on your lips, they had their hands all over your hips, the music meant something deeper, so your body swayed endlessly, your legs flirting with the beat. I could have kept you warmer, saved you from the walk of shame. One or two to you is all the same. Found somebody who is
Why would I miss the days when you would run your fingers over my head, moaning as I kissed your neck? You begged me to sing a new song to you. I held your frame like I hold my guitar, singing to the beat of your heart. The music meant nothing deeper. You did not feel how I felt. Your mind was with somebody else. I wish I could have kept you warmer. On my shoulders I placed the blame. Do you even remember his name?
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Trap, trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. Look, the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices, they running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And when you get to top and I see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump, that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. Front of block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always, JT. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always.
Two bad bitches and we kissing in a wave. Kissing, kissing in a wave. Kissing, kissing in a wave. I need that black card in the code to the safe. Code to the safe. Code, code to the safe. Safe. I show them how to network. For that Netflix and chill. What's your network?
Cause I want you. And I need you. And I'm down for you always.
Black, yeah, yeah,
and I'm down
yeah,
for you
yeah,
always.
Yeah.
And I'm down for y'all, down for y'all, down for y'all always.
I got a new boy and a nigga Trey.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you
got me in my feelings. I just gotta be real with it.
Was Drake in My Feelings. He's obviously announced fairly recently.
I don't even care.
Assassination
Vacation
Tour.
Because my Instagram is weak as fuck.
I'm just being real. My shit, look.
Sorry about that. Wasn't finished, clearly. Yeah, he's just released his Assassination Vacation Tour. He's obviously announced quite a few dates in the UK, which is very exciting. Also, fellow DJ babe, Tiffany Carver, she's going to be supporting him, as well as Tori Lanez. So if you haven't got tickets yet, there are still loads available. He's also added a few more in the last couple of days, Birmingham, Dublin, Manchester. And then obviously loads of other dates in Europe if you fancy a little trip away to go see Drake. That is almost me done. I'm super sad. It's been really, really fun. Thank you, Natalie, my producer, for having me in here today. Harriet, I hope I did you proud. Hope you're having fun, babes. See you again soon. Last song of the day is Strange Roses, Addie Solomon. When I'm coming back, it's going to be, who is it? Access All Areas with Stephen Lang and Ellie Phillips. Bye, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, 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 love. There's no reason that we can't change. Every time it ends up the same. I wanna hold you for all my days, but I can feel my rib loosening. And though I see you laying here right next to me, I never felt so far away. And I don't think you things differently. And I don't wanna worry that we lost some love, but baby, we can't ignore what is obvious. And though I see you laying here right next to me, I never felt so far away. And I don't
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.